This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Forest Hills School District held a meeting yesterday, to discuss the future of Anderson High School's controversial Redskins name and mascot. The meeting came in response to calls on social media for the mascot and name to go, with a petition calling the word offensive. It gained 5,000 signatures by Tuesday afternoon. Protesters turned out at the Forest Hills School Board last Friday, calling on board members to remove that logo from anything associated with Anderson High School. Now, this debate goes back decades. In 1999, 2003, and in 2018, there were similar pushes to remove this name. The school district holds another meeting on Thursday to discuss this further. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the meetings are Miami Valley Council for Native Americans founder Guy Jones. Guy, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
It's our pleasure to have you. We also have with us on the line 2020 Anderson High School graduate Jaden Riggs. Jaden, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me also.
And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. We can also find your comments and tweets on Facebook or Twitter. Guy, I want to start with you. Tell us how you feel about this nickname at Anderson High School.
How do I feel? It's like that in itself is, initially when we first went in there in 1999, we were invited by community members. And we returned back later on, and the latest one was in 2018. And it's like, which has always been, in a sense, a ray of hope that the community invited us in and to be a part of the conversation. But one of the things about, you know, the school board, the alumni, and quite a few of the parents, because in 2018 it got pretty heated. And, you know, so as far as my sentiment and feelings towards Anderson Township, it's a real pivotal example of white privilege.
We see nicknames across the country at all levels of sports related to either Native American heritage or Native American slurs. And a lot of people do consider this particular one to be a slur. What can you tell us about the history of this particular word?
Well, I mean, you know, the word itself stems from the history of America in a sense that it's in reference to the bounty that was paid for the scalps of Native people. You know, red skins. There was a bounty that was paid initially. It was initially began with the Dutch trading companies, and in a sense that they were the ones who paid for the bounties. And the name just kind of hung on from there.
Jaden Riggs graduated from Anderson just this past year. Jaden, tell us your feelings on this.
I am so grateful to have graduated from Anderson High School, and I'm proud of the way that they educated me, and I'm very prideful of Anderson. But when it comes to the mascot, I couldn't be farther from pride. It's disgusting that we support and continue to support a mascot that is racist and degrades a group of people and a culture that none of us are aware of or have education about. And as a student, I was very intentional in not supporting the mascot when it would come up in football games, or they would hand out T-shirts with the caricature of the Redskin head on it. I would choose not to wear those things because I, as a woman of color, wouldn't want someone to, you know, refer to me in a racist way or call me the N-word. And those things are equal, calling someone the N-word and using the Redskin on a daily basis. It's not pride. It's disgusting and it's racist.
Jaden, with this back in the news, the entire community is having a conversation about this, but take us into the halls of Anderson and tell us about your peers. What kind of conversations took place among high school students as it related to this?
Yeah, I think that kids are often swayed by their parents' views. So you've got a pretty good divide of students who don't understand or are following their parents in what they believe is right. And then you've got other students who are very aware that, you know, their school supports a mascot that is just, it's, you know, so wrong and incorrect. And it did create a divide between students. You've got groups of people who, and organizations within the school who choose not to support the Redskin and do everything that they can to, you know, really create a new brand and use words like Anderson High School and don't associate with where the Anderson Redskins. You've got students at football games in our fight song. There's a section where kids chant the word Redskin and spell it out. And there are groups of students who, you know, have found alternatives and ways that they cannot say that word. But it is dividing between students. It's hard because students who are for the change and for creating, you know, a better understanding of how terrible that word is, it's hard to educate your peers and it's hard to be friends with people that, you know, support a mascot that's just so wrong and racist, but you're being put into a situation where you have no choice because you have to go to school, you have to get an education, but you can't always stand behind the things that they support or continue to foster.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're discussing the Anderson High School mascot and the controversy surrounding it, with calls to remove the name Redskins from the school district. We're joined by Miami Valley Council for Native Americans founder Guy Jones, and we have a graduate, a 2020 Anderson graduate, Jaden Riggs, on the line with us. You can join us at 513-419-7100. Let's get a quick call in now. Greg is on the line. Hi, Greg. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, hi. I was a teacher at Anderson High School. I'm now retired. I taught there for 23 years and served on a committee to make a recommendation in regard to the mascot. Our committee was in the mid-2000s, and it was a large committee of 15 to 20 people. And we lost the bid to change the mascot by only 2 votes. That's pretty close, and I think that was quite some time ago. I think finally things have changed enough where it will happen. But I'd like to point out a couple of things, if I might. First of all, the Redskins mascot name was borrowed or an imitation of Miami University. And certainly everybody knows that Miami founded that term quite some time ago. Is outdated and distasteful. So I really don't see how people can agree with Miami and then suddenly not agree with changing the brand of Anderson High School.
You note, Greg, that Miami University changed its mascot from Redskins to Red Hawks.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, we do appreciate you sharing this perspective with us. Thank you so much.
Can I make one other point?
Yes, very quickly, please.
One of the arguments for keeping the not rebranding is the expense, with the expense that it would be on the school district to do so. I am confident that the many, many of us who wanted rebranded and get rid of that name would more than happy contribute and raise gifts and donations to do so.
We appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your perspective with us. As we noted, the Forest Hills Board of Education hosted a meeting on Tuesday, is expected to do so again on Thursday. We have some sound from the school board meeting that took place on Tuesday. I'd like you to hear from Demetria Choice, a board member, who explains why they chose to take up this issue now at this particular time.
It's been over 2 weeks, and just seeing what was going on television, I got a lot of phone calls, got a lot of emails. And as a Black woman, I've had some experiences. And I'll talk a little bit about that, but let me just start with, someone sent me an email containing a quote written by Brené Brown. And it said, in order to empathize with someone's experience, you must be willing to believe them as they see it and not how you imagine their experience to be. No one can tell me what my experience has been like as a Black woman. It's just the way it is. So how, you know, with that in mind, how can we tell a group of people of a different culture that something is not offensive when they deem it so? Some of them may not be offended, but what about those who are? If it's offensive, it must go.
And that was Forest Hills School Board Member Demetria Choice talking about this. We also heard a different perspective from School Board Member Patty Taylor, who has concerns about focusing on this issue when she says there are so many others for the school district.
Focusing on this discussion now is disappointing to me. I do not believe it is once again time to discuss the Redskin issue. We had our June board meeting last night, and if any of you paid attention, you know we do not have a plan solidified for returning to school. Let me say again, we do not know what our return to school plans are, and we certainly don't know how much more we will have to spend to bring those plans to fruition. This district does have a spending problem. So we're going to spend tonight to discuss the Redskin symbol, however. You want me as a parent, an accountant, and now a school board member to pick who I think is right. Who, those who believe the Redskin name is demeaning, or those who have pride in their heritage? I truly do not see how I can make that determination. Frankly, I'm not sure how a lot of these people that are writing in to advocate for the change can make that determination for other people too. If Native American people say they take pride in their name and they want to educate rather than eradicate, how can I say that they're wrong? But we're going to solve all of our inequities tonight.
And that was Forest Hills Board Member Patty Taylor. Again, we're joined by Guy Jones of the Miami Valley Council for Native Americans and 2020 Anderson High School graduate Jaden Riggs. Guy, in response to the comments, the different comments and different perspectives we heard from those two members of the Board of Education that oversees Anderson High School, what do you think about this happening now? We've talked on this program about the difference of this moment and the way various communities and industries, businesses, organizations are thinking about race, discrimination, racism, and inclusivity. Do you see something about an urgency now that maybe didn't exist in people's minds before?
I mean, one of the things that's happened now is this, is that there's America is beginning to wake up in a sense that there's something seriously wrong with the system. And it's not just Native people or people of color. I mean, you know, it goes along the lines of even gender, you know, ethnicity, even religion. And, you know, and there's this consciousness and there's this conscious awakening that is happening. And it's that conscious awakening, I think, is very vital in the sense that, you know, that people don't want it as status quo. You know, look at what we're dealing with constantly. And what these issues and what these social issues, what they bring to the forefront. And it has an effect not only on, you know, the social our lives, but also to even on the economic lives. And so, you know, it's like creating an atmosphere to where everybody can be equal and that it's a system that is just. That's one of the main driving forces. And it's like, but there's yet a segment of America that wants to hold on to a certain amount of privilege and power. And that's what, you know, we need to address those issues and look at that. I mean, you know, it's when I watched last night and I listened to the board meeting. And that was one of the things that, you know, I wish people would recognize, you know, the amount of privilege that was being thrown out. And I mean, you know, it's like. Like, you know what, God, I can't remember her last name. Demetrius, the one board member. And she's like, she was talking about her experience. And I mean, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, we've always talked about when we came into Anderson. You know, they talk about honoring Native people. But, you know, one of the things that happened to this is that the history and culture of Native people isn't a part of the curriculum. And, you know, and it's like in the number of students and people that I would talk to, I would ask them, whose land are you on? Whose land? Who are the original landholders? And they had no idea. They would guess, but they had no idea. And that's, you know, so if you're going to be honoring the people, you know, it's like have some sense of knowledge in regards to those people.
And Guy,
and, you know, and begin to go and, you know, expound on that.
You referenced the comment by Board Member Demetria Choice. We also heard from Board Member Patty Taylor. I'm wondering what your reaction is to her suggestion that Native American groups don't find the name racist.
And I mean, you know, it's like they sought out a group of Native people who were bought out. And it's well known in the Native community that these individuals were bought out. And I mean, you know, it's it's a part of that in a sense that these people are controversial, and even down to the point that, are they really indeed Native American? Are they just playing that? Because we have a real bad problem within Native people today, in a sense that, and Ohio is real, and Ohio has a huge population of what we refer to as pretend Indians. And, you know, and it's like, and there's a number of them in the state, and they seem to rise to the occasion to, you know, to address these issues, but they have no connection at all to the experience of what it is to be growing up Native people. I mean, you know, it's like they don't know what it is to be, you know, to deal with the issues relating to our spirituality, our culture, our history. They don't know that. I mean, you know, I grew up on the Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota, and South Dakota is one of the most racist states in this country. And, you know, and to deal with that on a constant daily basis, and, you know, that whole experience. And then, you know, and when I came here to Ohio, I saw another phase of hatred and bigotry. And you know, and it's like there's ignorance, but the hatred and bigotry that came out of that ignorance is what was really alarming.
Jaden Riggs is a 2020 graduate of Anderson High School. Jaden, I've got about 30 seconds left. I just want to ask, what do you hope is the outcome this week?
I hope that we can make the right decision as a community, as a school board, as a district. I hope that we can start to educate our students on how, just how wrong our mascot is, and we can put curriculum in place that educates students about Native American culture, African American culture, Asian cultures, all sorts of cultures that we're not being taught. Because in doing so, I think that we will start from the very beginning in our communities and help create change, which then I know for a fact will over time help create change in Cincinnati, will help create change in Ohio, and will eventually help to create change and justice in our nation. So I really hope that they make the right decision and do the right thing, because change is now, and there's never going to be a good time for change. So why not just do it today rather than wait years and years? So,
Jaden Riggs is a member of the class of 2020 at Anderson High School, and Guy Jones is from the Miami Valley Council for Native Americans. Thanks to both of you for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Up next, Generation Z, and the podcast series some of the young members of that generation host here at WVXU. And they're going to talk about the new Hamilton film premiering on Friday. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.